Knew they were coming for me, replied mellow-voiced Ted, and Harry suddenly knew who he was. Tonks' father. Heard Death Eaters were in the area last week and decided I'd better run for it. Refused to register as a muggle-born on principle, see? So, I knew it was a matter of time. Knew I'd have to leave in the end. My wife should be okay. She's pure blood. And then I met Dean here. What, a few days ago, son? Yeah, said another voice. And Harry, Ron and Hermione stared at each other, silent but beside themselves with excitement. Sure, they recognised the voice of Dean Thomas, their fellow Gryffindor.
Muggleborn, eh? Asked the first man. Not sure, said Dean. My dad left my mum when I was a kid. I've got no proof he was a wizard, though.
There was silence for a while, except for the sounds of munching. Then Ted spoke again.
I've got to say, Dirk, I'm surprised to run into you. Pleased, but surprised. Word was you'd been caught.
I was, said Dirk. I was halfway to Azkaban when I made a break for it. Stunned Dawlish and nicked his broom. It was easier than you'd think. I don't reckon he's quite right at the moment. Might be confounded. If so, I'd like to shake the hand of the witch or wizard who did it. Probably saved my life.
There was another pause in which the fire crackled and the river rushed on. Then Ted said,
And where do you two fit in? I had the impression the goblins were for you-know-who, on the whole.
You get a false impression, said the higher voice of the goblins. We take no sides. This is a wizard's war.
How come you're in hiding, then?
I deemed it prudent, said the deeper-voiced goblin. Having refused what I considered an impertinent request, I could see that my personal safety was in jeopardy.
What did they ask you to do? Asked Ted.
Duties ill-befitting the dignity of my race, replied the goblin, his voice rougher and less human as he said it. I am not a house elf.
What about you, Griphook?
Similar reasons, said the higher-voiced goblin. Gringotts is no longer under the sole control of my race. I recognise no wizarding master.
He added something under his breath in gobbledygook, and Gornok laughed.
What's the joke? Asked Dean.
He said, replied Dirk, that there are things wizards don't recognise either.
There was a short pause.
I don't get it, said Dean. I had my small revenge before I left, said Griphook in English.
Good man, goblin, I should say, amended Ted hastily. Didn't manage to lock a Death Eater up in one of the old high security vaults, I suppose.
If I had, the sword would not have helped him break out, replied Griphook.
Gornok laughed again, and even Dirk gave a dry chuckle.
Dean and I are still missing something here, said Ted.
So is Severus Snape, though he does not know it, said Griphook,
and the two goblins roared with malicious laughter. Inside the tent, Harry's breathing was shallow with excitement. He and Hermione stared at each other, listening as hard as they could.
Didn't you hear about that, Ted?
Asked Dirk.
About the kids who tried to steal Gryffindor's sword out of Snape's office at Hogwarts?
An electric current seemed to course through Harry, jangling his every nerve as he stood rooted to the spot.
Never heard a word, said Ted. Not in a profit, was it?
Hardly, chortled Dirk. Griphook here told me. He heard about it from Bill Weasley, who works for the bank. One of the kids who tried to take the sword was Bill's younger sister.